So there's several things we're going to cover tonight.
It's a chilly night in November, and five high schoolers and a handful of adults from the volunteer department have turned out for an evening training session at Petersburg's Fire Hall. PHS senior Austin Dow heard about the program during announcements at the high school.
One day he was reading off the announcements, and he said the volunteer firefighting department. And I just thought it was pretty interesting, because like, when I was in the middle school and like elementary school, I was like, I want to be a firefighter. And now I kind of am.
Dow thinks he may be a volunteer when he's older. Sophomore Althea Malone says the whole experience has been a step out of her normal comfort zone, but explains that her father inspired her.
Well, my dad is a firefighter, and when I was little, I used to come watch his firefighter drills when he was doing them. And when I learned about this opportunity, I thought, hey, maybe I can do that too.
She says her favorite part of the training so far has been learning to use a self-contained breathing apparatus.
It was scary at first, just kind of getting that used to. There's limited air around you. But after a while, it's gotten a lot easier to feel comfortable with.
Malone's father, Alan, is teaching the class on ladders this particular evening.
They're doing really good. Yeah. Really good. I'm impressed with all of them. We got some returning people and some first-year people, and they're all doing great.
Sessions started in October and have had as many as 9 local teenagers this fall. The students learn all the skills that the local volunteers do, from tying knots to setting up ladders, using fire hydrants and breathing gear, and breaking into a building for a fire.
These are mounted onto trucks. They go up really high to spray water. They're really cool. We don't have one.
Okay. After a little bit of class time, Malone sends the students scrambling into the fire station bay to put on their firefighting gear as quickly as possible.
121, 122, 124.
Nobody goes fast.
130, keep going. And buddy check each other, make sure it's right.
With only 2 paid staffers, the local fire, emergency medical, and search and rescue squads depend on volunteers to respond to emergencies. The junior program started in 2009, just after Devron Bennett joined the force. He took over in 2012 and says the training program helps students and the adult volunteers as well.
I try to get firefighters to come in and teach these programs too. And a lot of time, it's the first time they've put classes together and first time they've taught classes. And I'm still under the opinion that if you really want to learn a subject, you teach it. So this is beneficial for not only the junior firefighters, but for the firefighters too.
Students can't join the department until they're 18. Trainers hope they will consider joining when they're older or use the skills they learn elsewhere. Bennett says some former students have used their training after leaving town.
We've had a couple. We had one student go to the fire science program in Fairbanks, and he is currently a firefighter in Juneau. We've had a couple others go on to medical careers. And either way, whether they take this immediately on or maybe later on in life, they decide to volunteer or something, this is an amazing skill set to have, something that I kind of feel like everybody should go through just to learn.
After suiting up, the students work on lifting and carrying ladders, setting them up, and learning to climb safely. They set one up into the second story of the fire engine bay and practice. The Monday night classes and training sessions will run into December. Later on in the winter, they'll shift to drills, practicing many of the skills needed to respond to a fire.
When it's blowing this way, we want to vent this. We put the ladder just to this side of it.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.